The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, everybody. You've got Jake, the other guy. Just got finished doing a college, actually, here in Hamlet, just outside of Rockingham. It's a community college, Richmond Community College in Hamlet. We were there this afternoon, and I'll tell you what, it was good to be back into schools again. This particular college had a gentleman, we may have him on the air with us tomorrow. He's a professor over there, and he said, listen, I need the Sons of Liberty to come into my school and talk to my ethics class, because everything dealing with ethics has a base that's rooted. As a matter of fact, somebody Twittered this morning, actually, after I had made the statement, talking about every moral precept is attached to some type of religious conviction. And that is true. Every moral conviction that you have in this country is attached to a religious precept. And that religious precept is attached to the Bible, generally speaking, because that is the foundation of our law in this country. And so going into a public college, which is what this was, a community college, great kids, cool people, didn't face any type of, I'm sure we'll hear more about it tomorrow, but I'll tell you what, we practically had church in this place, preaching the gospel to these students. You can check out, actually, we did a bunch of gospel tracks through this college. We were going into the lunchroom and the different hallways and things like that. The gospel track is the curved illusion. I'm sure many of you have heard of us talk about the pink and blue cards. Well, it is a curved illusion. It makes one appear bigger than the other, kind of like brake pads, but distinguishes the two with a color. So it's really shocking to people. And when they see these things, they look at it and say, the pink. Oh, now the blue one's longer. Oh, how do you do that? And then you give them to them. And it's a gospel tract on the back. It's got the Ten Commandments. It has the redemption message. It talks about the blood of Jesus Christ. And it parallels what our job as ministers is to do. But they're willing to take these things. And there's a great expression of this gal, who you can see a picture of on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. She's standing there august. Her eyebrows are crinkled up. And her mouth is like wide open, like, what? How did you do that? Well, take a look at those pictures. Also, too, we're live tweeting through this whole time at the college. One of the things that John Hancock said, and I bring the statement across for a reason, many of these students had no clue of the Christian heritage we have as a nation. What they understand about Christianity is, well, you go to church on Sundays or Wednesdays. And very, very truthful and very honest people. None of these students were, you know, I'm a Christian. As a matter of fact, many of them were churchgoers. They followed the Christian religion, but they weren't bold enough to say, hey, I'm a Christian. One gal said, I'm a Christian, I'm not born again. For a variety of different reasons, but the point I'm bringing across right now is the humility of these students. They were very attentive. They sat and listened. We're going to post videos for you too, folks, so you can get them. We're going to be back there tomorrow again, as a matter of fact. And then we'll be up at the high school on Thursday. And in sharing this message, because, you know, many people, I've had the chance to share at a couple churches here just recently through this week, and people are kind of shocked that students actually listen to what you got to say. Of course they do. When you're speaking a message that's revolutionary by its nature, I shouldn't say revolutionary, but it resists by its nature wickedness in the world, you become bold. You become heroic. You become, to these young people, something they have not seen before. It's called life. You become, well, Christ through you becomes himself to the world. And where my name is lifted up, the Bible says, I will draw all men unto me. And to not do it in the greatest needed demographic in our country, that's just sin to me. So when you speak of it in these schools, these kids look at it, they see the boldness, they see the courage, they see the Spirit of Christ, and they gravitate towards it. I'll tell you, you can hear a pin drop in these classrooms. We had three different classes. All of them were different, different dynamics, similar message, but the main theme of the message was identical. It's the Sons of Liberty message. But it was awesome. It was truly, truly awesome. John Hancock said, I, John Hancock, he was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. As a matter of fact, it's his signature. He was the first one to sign it. Big old signature. He was the president of the Continental Congress at that time that they declared independence. And he gladly and boldly, distinctively, wrote his name so the King of England could understand that Mr. John Hancock, from Massachusetts, signed this document. He said, I, John Hancock, being advanced in years and being of perfect mind and memory, thanks be given to God, therefore, calling to mind the mortality of my body and knowing it is appointed for all men once to die. It's taken out of Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Do make and ordain this my last will and testament. Principally and first of all, I give and recommend my soul into the hands of God that gave it. And my body I recommend to the earth, nothing doubting, but at the general resurrection I shall receive the same again by the mercy and power of God. That came from a governor who declared days of fasting and prayer in the state of Massachusetts. Sharing these precepts in a public school is beautiful because it's like casting water upon ground that hasn't seen it for decades. There's been a drought. The water just soaks up. It's like a dry sponge. When you put it, when you submerge it into water, it soaks up all of the water. And that's what's happening today on the road, Liberty Week, with the Sons of Liberty. I'm honored and I'm privileged to be able to be a part of this. Folks, there's nothing better. You know, if your Christianity's getting dry, your religion's getting dry, get out there and share it. You're going to find really quickly what it's like to water by watering other people, then you're watered. You're watered by the Spirit of Christ. You feel that use. You've heard the statement, if I rest, I rust. That's what happens, oxidization on your rims. If you don't wipe them clean and use them and get out there and get busy. If you've got your old tractor sitting in the barn, it just sits there. And you don't oil it. You don't gas it up and move it. It gets rusty. That's what's happening, folks. That's what you're experiencing. If you haven't experienced the life of Christ, out of your belly, says the Bible, shall flow rivers of living water. Imagine what that living water does to a generation that's never tasted and seen that the Lord is good. They've only heard about your God. They've only seen it at church. They get it at their confirmation classes. But they have never seen. They have never tasted. Excuse me, they have seen. They have never tasted that the Lord is good. And when they do, folks, every moral precept, this was the... When they do, you have life. You know, when Christ was on the earth, his spirit still abides. I'm talking about the physical body. Crowds followed him. He never promoted himself. As a matter of fact, the complete opposite. When people would be healed by miraculous signs and wonders of Christ, he would say, go and tell nobody. Because he's in a city, and the minute somebody hears that Christ is there, he's not going to be able to eat, sleep, or move. Because of the Spirit of Christ on your lives, it's the same way. People are going to come to you for life. Don't be drained. Don't cast your pearls before swine, folks. But there is a whole bunch of people waiting to see your Jesus. Let them see it. They're seeing it right now. Liberty Week in Rockingham, North Carolina. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. That's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And follow us through this tour. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Sons of Liberty. Get your daily dose Monday through Friday. And then again on Saturday, we have a two-hour program, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out the schedule. We're in Liberty Week right now in North Carolina, Rockingham to be exact. I'm actually broadcasting live out of Rockingham. And I have a special guest on the show today. Just so happens to be my son. He's 8 years old. And I want him to share with you the First Amendment. And then from there, we're going to move into one of the diatribes that I happened to give last night at a particular church. But it's important to understand our religious liberties in this country. And our religious liberties are guaranteed freedom of exercise and protection of that exercise in the First Amendment. Joshua, can you tell me what the First Amendment is, please?
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or prohibiting the freedom of speech, or the press, or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances.
Well done. Now, you did that last night at that church with me, didn't you?
Yep.
And so how did people respond? Were they kind of shocked at how an 8-year-old knew the First Amendment?
I guess so.
That's unfortunate because in this day and age, we should all know the liberties that are guaranteed to us through that First Amendment. Thank you so much, Joshua.
You're welcome.
All right. I love bringing him with just to demonstrate the fact that when I start my presentation, I'll actually put a picture of my family up there because I want to show people, listen, this is my family. I've got skin in the game. I have a vested interest in America and in life here in this country. I'm just like everybody else in the room. I got to work every single day. I've got to earn a living. I've got to support my kids. And here are my kids. Here's my beautiful family. And then I move it towards the next. How do I do that? How do I train? How do I raise my children? A culture right now that's seemingly antithetical to Christian values, morals, and precepts. It's not, by the way. I do want to tell you that. It really isn't. There's only a select few that are antithetical towards it. As a matter of fact, at the end of the day, we're going to look at the enemy of our soul. And we're going to say, it was him that deceived the nations? But most people respond with, wow, way to go, did you hear that young man do that? And I say, listen, I'm not just trying to create a way for my kids. I am trying to train them so that they can continue and perpetuate these principles of liberty in their country. Because I know, just like you know, you can give a man a fish and feed him for a day. We could do that with our kids. We could go out there and break ourselves preparing this wonderful new... We could abandon our kids and not spend any time with them because we're out preaching for the Lord. We're doing His cause. We can do that. We can give a man a fish and feed him for a day, and that man will be grateful. And I'm sure our children will be grateful too. But the alternative to that is the Lord called us to train our children. I don't know about you, but a boot camp, it's not just one day and it's over. It's not just 10 minutes or 15 minutes or an hour a day. And if you're a parent listening to this and you're not spending time with your kids, you should be convicted. There is nothing more important than training up your children. Just think if everybody else in this country abandoned their kids. We'd have problems, wouldn't we? You must train your children. That is a command of God. I don't care how many good works you do. I don't care how much good religion you have. I don't care about how gifted you are. It matters not if your children are not trained. And they're not to be trained by somebody else. They're to be trained by you. Yes, they can watch your demonstration. They can watch your works. They can watch the wonderful things you do. But you've got to get down on your hands and knees and you've got to train them. And so when we give our presentations, I love bringing this up because I tell people, listen, I'm not just blazing this path for myself. I'm blazing it and training my kid. Because the alternative to giving a man a fish to feed him for one day and the next day he may starve because you won't be there, is to teach him how to fish. And you'll feed him for a lifetime. Train your children how to live in this world, in this culture. To stand up for their faith. To understand, give them and equip them with the knowledge that they need, which is necessary to be able to contend, as Paul says in the Bible. You know, the Mayflower came over to the United States of America with our pilgrims. Man, these guys were radical. These were Puritans, separatists, is what they called them. Why? Because they separated from the Church of England. Why? Because the Church of England didn't understand the separation of church and state. The Church of England was ran by the state. That's ridiculous. Two separate jurisdictions, both equally important, just like in the Bible. You have two of the tribes of Israel that were very distinctly given a duty, a command, an administration, a calling. You have the church represented by the Levites. The Levites couldn't own property, as a matter of fact. Their inheritance was of God. But they were the ones to be about the duties of the church, to administer the justice of God to the people. Then you had the tribe of Judah, which contained the kings. This is just an analogy. We don't have a monarchy in America. You had two separate jurisdictions. The Levites were the church. The kings were Judah. That was the state. Those were separate jurisdictions. Separate. The king didn't come over and do religious things. As a matter of fact, when Uzziah attempted to do it, and he touched the holy things on the altar, he was struck with leprosy because he didn't keep the church and state separate. It was not his job to do that sacrifice. It was the priest's job. And vice versa. The priest doesn't jump into the civil authority and take the helm of civil government and wield the sword. He's to preach a redemptive message. It's not his job to administer justice, but by the word of God, but not physically. He doesn't bear the sword. That's not his jurisdiction. The word minister, literally taken out of Romans 13, it doesn't distinguish between two different types. It distinguishes between two types of minister, but both of them are equal in the eyes of God. Both of them are God's servants. We'll get to that in a second. So as you have this distinction between the two houses, our Puritans, our ancestors that came and established the religious precepts that we have right now in this country, the governmental precepts that were established by the religious precepts that they brought with them, the Mayflower Compact, this is directly a quote from the Mayflower Compact, the first governing document in the United States of America by our English ancestry. Having undertaken for the glory of God and the advancements of the Christian faith, etc., etc., etc. The purpose they were establishing this government in this country, which was for commerce, it was for friendship, it was for all of the above. It was to have a society. Society has to have laws to protect. They said, having undertaken for the glory of God, this is why we came here, for the glory of God, and the advancement of the Christian faith. Say that to a public school, and kids will be blinking. Say that to a church, and people are blinking. Blink, 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 blink. What? I didn't know that. There's more. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 22 says, for the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. You just got three branches of government. God residing over the top. The Supreme Court is not God. They do represent God as the judge. Represent, represent, represent. A sheriff has many other people that work for the sheriff's department. Many deputies. There's only one sheriff. He may ordain them, for lack of better terms. I think ordainment, because I'm a preacher and I read the Bible. He may ordain them, or he may, what's the word? Boy, it's escaping me right now. But where you give authority to another. But there's only one sheriff, God. There's only one God, and he is our judge. He is our lawgiver. That represents Congress. So we have a Supreme Court and Congress. The Lord is our king. That represents the executive branch of government, which we have in the United States Constitution. Isaiah 33, chapter 22. As a matter of fact, we're teaching that Constitution tonight. Tuesday night, it got switched from Thursday to Tuesday because Thursday night we have a rally in Rockingham. It's actually, you'll see that the Winn-Dixie will be outdoors doing a rally in this gigantic parking lot right there in a hotbed of traffic in Rockingham. So tonight it'll be 7:30 Central Time. We'll be teaching the course. So any of you listening, taking the course, you didn't get the email, you didn't get the Facebook, please join us tonight. Click on the link. We'll be there. But God gives us three distinctions of government. He gives us an executive branch, a judicial branch, and a law-giving branch. And that's what we have in America. Now, law is the foundation of society. It has to be. Whenever you established a city in antiquity, it's not necessary anymore. But whenever you established a city, you'd have to build a wall around that city. Now, people understand the law two different ways. Number one, they understand the law, and this is the wrong way to understand it. It's the way Martin Luther understood it for the longest time. He hated the law because it condemned him. It trapped him. It kept him in bondage. Now, you don't set a wall around your city to keep your people in. You set a wall around your city to protect the people that are within. And liberty is found in the confines of those walls. Because though men may come and try to dash a brick wall, they're not going to break it. There's only one way to break that city, and that's to demoralize it and get them by their own leadership to give up their own people and pull down their own walls. See, that choice lies at our feet. That choice lies at our feet. Law is the foundation of society. We're going to continue on this vein of thought because it's important. Then not only do we give it to the colleges and the high schools where we're at, but that you hear it as well. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You got Jake the other guy. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
I'm amused right now. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I'm amused right now by this conversation between what we would call, or what people understand as the left and the right, the Democrats and the Republicans.
We've got Mitch McConnell saying, let's put this down. Let's get the government funded.
I actually am not upset that the government is not being funded right now. See, people don't understand what they can live without until they're without it. You know, I had somebody say this to me, I think it was a number of months ago or so, and his employer came to him and said, you know, we're going to have to cut your hours and so on and so forth. And he said it was very hard. He didn't know how he was going to survive. But he's surviving just fine. And, folks, here's the deception. Government doesn't want to shut down. Neither sides want to shut down government because both sides make the money off government. How many millions of bureaucrats are not working? That's not a bad thing. Less bureaucracy to tear into your lives. We were talking to the students again this morning, and one of them, I just brought the fact that the government's job is not to help you do anything. It's just to protect your rights. It's that law. It's that wall around your city. It's to secure, it says in the Declaration of Independence. And for this purpose, governments are instituted among men, to preserve your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Government is not to do anything. And so these students are all in there, and I asked a young lady, I said, well, what if I, as the government, said that you have a right, because we were talking about gay rights and how people invent rights so they can get protection of the law and then force of the law, and then they can discriminate against other people. And that's what people do. Because the law does discriminate. It discriminates against lawbreakers. But if you can create this new fluffy law like the gay rights try to do, then they're going to persecute those that have traditional thinking by the laws of nature and nature's God. This young lady, I said, well, here's what I believe, is I believe you have a right to school, so therefore you have a right to an education, a higher education. Therefore, I'm going to enroll you into college. I'm the federal government, okay? And so she gets enrolled into college. And what happens next? Well, the head of the college comes out and says, okay, wonderful. We're glad you're a student. We're glad you want to learn. But we need tuition money. The young girl says, well, I didn't know that. I just thought I had a right to this. You owe me this. And the guy says, no, we have to pay bills at the college. Sorry, we need tuition. So the government comes back and says, oh, we don't want to go back on our word. Because of all these wonderful things we've provided the American people, we don't want the government to shut down. By the way, it's only a partial shutdown. It doesn't affect our armed forces. You know, and all these other ridiculous, stupid arguments that the other side will say, this is going to happen! This is going to happen! As far as I know, I woke up this morning, there was still commerce going on, people coming in and out of our hotel, people coming to school, going to school. Nothing has happened. Of course, that's what they don't want you to realize. But so this young lady then, who says, well, I thought it was my right for an education. So therefore, the government doesn't want to go back on its word that you have a right to education. So the government seeks out people that have more money than this girl does, because she doesn't have any money. All she knows is she has a right to school. And so I looked at her classmate next to her, and I said, hey, you look pretty well-to-do. Your family must have money. You must have a job. You work pretty hard, and therefore you've got some money. So I'm going to have to take some of your money to pay for this poor girl next to you, her education, because she doesn't have any money, and she can't pay for it, and she has a right to education. Well, all the students are like, that's ridiculous, man. You can't do that. Government-endorsed student loans. Think about what the government is doing that it has. Listen, Mitch McConnell, I haven't heard any of these guys talking. Of course, I haven't heard Harry Reid. Of course, I haven't heard Obama. None of them have referenced the Constitution to say, hey, guys, you know what? Now's a good time. Since we've got to shut down the government anyways, let's try to find out what parts of our government are acting outside of the Constitution. Let's just do that for a second, and let's shut that part of the government down. No! They don't want you looking at that. They don't want you to realize that, hey, actually, this isn't a government shutdown. We're just chopping off the fat. Never had fat back? I ate it yesterday. People eat it down here. It's straight fat. And guess what? Has no nutritional value at all to your body, but it will kill you fast. And so does government outside of the constitutional boundaries. But that's what you're going to figure out if the government stays shut down for long enough, because eventually only the essential programs that are necessary to America will remain, because there will be no more funding for any of the other stuff. Yes, we should cut off Obamacare. No doubt about it. But why can't we use this? Listen, these people serving in Congress, they got salaries for the rest of their life anyways. They got really nothing to lose when it comes to a monetary gain. Heck, they might even gain something, because then they don't have to go back to the Hill anymore if they are removed. Many of the folks that I know, that I keep company with, that are statesmen, this is a labor of love. Sure, they get paid, but it's not worth the strain and the hassle, because when they stand up, they get bucked on and kicked on and ridiculed every single day. It's like being a preacher. It's not a dream. It's not a fleshly dream job. It's a duty. It's a duty. And I'll tell you what, those that you know that understand that it's a duty, it works by love. There's only one way you can do this, and it's by love. We spoke of earlier that law is the foundation of society. Well, where do we get law from? Biblical truth is the foundation of law. Common law was wrapped up and summarized by the Ten Commandments. And every precept and every statute that was developed afterwards, you had to be able to trace right back down to that source, which was called the Bible. Biblical truth is the foundation of society. Now, people need government control. There is no doubt about it. We need government. God ordained government. That government control is going to come from one or two places. Government means just simply to govern. There's something called self-government. We forget about that. We just totally forget about that. We have self-government. If you self-govern yourself by the precepts of the Bible, guess what? You're probably not going to go to jail, unless it's for the right reasons, because that did happen too. The apostles did go to jail, but for the right reasons, glorifying God. Whether it be right in your eyes to obey God rather than men, you determine. But as for us, we're going to obey God, said the apostle Peter. And so will we. So will you, sons and daughters of liberty listening. Either your government will come from within, self-government, or it's going to have to come from without. Either people will be ruled by a word, or they'll be ruled by a tyrant, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. And here's the problem. When you give government a power, you are limiting your powers. You're delegating a power to the government. You forsake a freedom. There is nothing free in this world, folks. No, there's not. People say, well, salvation is free. No, it is not. And if you think that way, I'd love to see your Christianity. Salvation was bought with a price, with the precious blood of God's Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It was bought with a price. This free grace, give me a break. Can you show me how it was free? Look, my children may think that they eat for free, but they don't. Daddy works for it. Oh. Nothing's free, folks, that has anything of value. When you give government a power, you are limiting the power of the people. The way you give government more power is by not... If I don't have self-government, then somebody else has got to come control my behaviors. So you do that through police forces, you do that through security guards, security systems, alarms. As a matter of fact, many people in the beginning of our country, we didn't even have locks on our doors. It was so shocking to people from Europe that there wasn't even a lock on the door. Because people were self-governed. Because the preachers were doing their job, they're preaching that conviction of sin, which is more powerful than any government force. Napoleon knew that. He said, people give their lives willfully for Christ and for the Christian religion. For me, I'm a leader. I have to, by force, demand obeisance. The purpose of government is stated right in Romans chapter 13, verse 4. For he is the minister of God, because there is no power, but that which be of God, says the Bible, Romans 13. But let's distinguish, what is this power then? Let's give it some, you know, just because somebody comes in and says, hey, I work for the government, trust me. Or I'm a doctor, trust me. No, I need to know your credentials, man. And I'm not talking about the fact you went to college for 4 years. What's your credibility, your cred, your credentials? What is your credibility? I need to know that that badge is backed by a testimony, by experience, before I trust you. The purpose of government, Romans chapter 13, verse 4, for he is the minister of God to thee. Speaking of a ruler, a power, government. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. Be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. What do you got to be afraid of? Well, if I break the law, I got a lot to be afraid of. I don't have to be afraid if I don't break the law. Oh, no. Because that law does not persecute me so long as I'm within its confines. Which means I am loving the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and I'm loving my neighbor as myself. The fulfilling of the law, I'm not stealing from. I'm not committing adultery with my neighbor's wife. I'm not coveting his goods to steal them. I'm not lying. I'm not bearing false witness against my neighbor. None of those things. I am free. The best analogy is when you ride on the highway. You're going 55. All of a sudden you see all the taillights light up. And you look up and there's a cop. Posted speed limit is 55. You have liberty. You just keep going about your business. You got nothing to worry about. Everybody else is like, oh, whoa. I hope you didn't see that, because I don't want another ticket on my record. Ticket for what? For breaking the law. And don't debate with me over speed limit laws. I'm giving an analogy here. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. Why is it nowadays that witnesses to crimes, capital crimes oftentimes, don't want to come forward because they fear that they may be incriminated? Huh? Who's fearing? Who's fearing the justice of the law? Is it the criminal or the innocent man? It better be the criminal. That's the rule of law. He's a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Law is good, and so is our government, within the confines that we have delegated to it through the Constitution. We'll be right back with more of this, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
David J. Smith from Newswatch Magazine. In February of 2011, although we filled posts in the State Department for more than 2 years, Obama did not fill the post of religious freedom ambassador, an official that works against religious persecution across the world. He filled it only after heavy pressure from the public and from Congress. We'd like to help you to understand how these things are affecting you and will affect you in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment today. It is Tuesday during Liberty Week here in North Carolina, down in the Rockingham area. We'll be at a handful of churches tonight. I'll be speaking at Robert L. Baptist Church. Stephanie Joy will be at the New Hope Baptist Church in Laurinburg. Robert L. is in Rockingham, by the way. And also Pastor Ernie Walters will be at the First Baptist Church in Ellerby, North Carolina. We've been doing college assemblies all morning, speaking to a intro to ethics class. I think we did three different classes there. Tomorrow we'll be doing the same thing again. Then we speak to a couple other civic groups and student groups and things like that. So we're staying busy. Encourage you, if you're down in North Carolina area, come check us out. One of the evening assemblies that we have going on. What do you call those? Okay, it's a church and it's an assembly. It's an assembling of people. Come have church with us. Let's put it that way. Now, the purpose of government we were just talking about, we were discussing from a scriptural context. I want to read something by Thomas Jefferson. This is part of what we're going to cover tonight in the Constitution course. We're dealing with Articles 4, 5, 6, and 7 of the United States Constitution. Thomas Jefferson said, "The states should be watchful to note every material usurpation on their rights." This is a different day and age, folks. Now we're talking about individual rights. But as the states really protected their citizens. "We should denounce them as they occur in the most peremptory terms." In other words, don't say, "Well, I know it's unconstitutional, but just a little thing. It doesn't matter that much." Did you know that the taxes that King George was imposing on the colonists, they weren't that much? I mean, we're talking like 1%. Sometimes 1.5%. Could you imagine? We'd be begging for that in this day and age. But they denounced them in the peremptory terms right away. Jefferson continues, to protest against them as wrongs to which our present submission shall be considered, not as acknowledgments or precedents of right. Because what happens if you don't protest against wrongs, people automatically conclude that you must think they are right. Example, in your own household. If the rule is you can't watch TV, your children know it, you know it, your wife knows it, but you come home and the children are watching TV and you do nothing about it. What are you telling your children? Huh. Your kids know it. The minute you walk in the door, the heat flashes through their bodies. Oh, I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm not supposed to be doing this. And they're just waiting for you. And you don't say anything. You go about your business. What's in the back of their mind? Like, wait a second. Maybe it's not really wrong to watch TV. No, I know it is because it was distinguished. But, hey, Dad must not think it's wrong. It must only be Mom that does because Dad doesn't punish me. Mom comes home. She starts scolding you. Sends you to the room. Shuts the TV off. So what do you learn as a citizen now? Or as a government system? We learn, oh, the people have tolerated this. Even though it's wrong, they've tolerated it. Therefore, it gives it a superficial appearance of being right. And that's what Jefferson is talking about. You've got to start right away. Now listen to this. I want to finish this. You must protest against them as wrongs to which our present submission shall be considered, not as acknowledgments or precedents of right, but as a temporary yielding to the lesser evil until their accumulation shall overweight that of separation. There comes a day, folks, we accumulate these things. We accumulate wrongs. They will sink our ship. And who would know it better than that man, Thomas Jefferson? The purpose of government, according to our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Okay, here's your rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It wasn't limiting it to those three, but those three pretty much can encapsulate all of your liberties. Somehow you can tie them to one of those three. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. There is a God. Our rights come from Him. The purpose of government is to protect and to secure those God-given rights. In our country, there's something we call organic laws. These are the beginning. This was the foundation of our laws. We have the Declaration of Independence, then we have the Articles of Confederation, then we have the United States Constitution, then we have the Bill of Rights, and we have the Northwest Ordinance. You don't hear about the Northwest Ordinance very often. It was a governing document for when we were expanding into the Ohio River Valley. George Washington was there. When this was prescribed, Article 3 of the Northwest Ordinance speaks of religion and morality and knowledge being necessary to good government and the happiness of mankind. Schools and the means of education shall forever be encouraged. So all of these things shall be encouraged in society in a document created by civil government. Not excluding religion and morality. They said, oh no, on the contrary, we are going to promote these things. Religion and morality, remember those two terms. I'm going to read you a shocking statement because nowadays in education, because I just talked about education, that's religion and morality shall be promoted and encouraged in our means of education, says the Northwest Ordinance, part of our organic law in the United States of America. See, the problem is the law exists still. It's just we don't enforce certain laws. We don't need to write new ones. We need to reinforce the old ones that kept us free. The NEA, the National Education Association, they now have a gay caucus, a drag queen caucus. They've opened the floodgates to immorality, and they will not speak of religion and morality anymore. But I want to read you a statement, and let's see if this is the NEA that you know, because it was them that said it. If the study of the Bible is to be excluded from all state schools, they said, in other words, those schools, those government schools, those public schools, if the inculcation of the principles of Christianity is to have no place in the daily program, if we eliminate it, if the worship of God is to form no part of the general exercise of these public elementary schools, if the inculcation of the principles of Christianity is to have no place in the daily program, then the good of the state would be better served by restoring all schools to church control. That's the NEA. saying, hey, we'll give up our post. If this ever gets morally corrupted, then we need to give it back to the church, which is where it started. If you ever watch Little House on the Prairie, I use this analogy quite a bit. You look at the center of society in Little House on the Prairie. This is true. Of most villages or cities that you had throughout our country, how they were established. They established by first building a center of commerce, which was the church. Why? Well, anytime you needed a hospital, the church was the hospital. Anytime you had a school, the church was the school. Anytime you had church services, obviously the church dubbed as the church. Anytime you had men's meetings, women's meetings, they all meet in the church. It was the center of the community. And it was the center of education. The NEA knew that. And when they started, they said, hey, hold on a second here, Jack. We know we don't want to go down this road where we exclude Christianity and exalting worship of God and the principles of Christianity in our schools. We know that if we ever get to that point, we need to give it up. We need to take our hands off the wheel, give it back to the church, because it will become corrupted. Unfortunately, they said this in 1892, and it's been abandoned for well over 4 decades, for sure. I haven't been around that long, almost 4, but I know in the decades that I've been around, that's what have been slowly eroding in our moral foundations. College mottos in our country, Harvard's motto, I'm only going to read 2, Harvard's motto, Harvard, Veritas Christo et Ecclesia. That's Latin. My Latin may not be good. You can call and correct me if you'd like. But it means truth for Christ and the church, inscribed in concrete out on their gates. It's still there today. That's their original motto. Now this motto has been abandoned for a far shorter motto, Veritas, which is just truth. But folks, Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. We know that all truth exists. It's not relative. It's fixed. Truth is fixed. We know that it exists because God established truth. So even though they try to etch away the Christian part of it, we need to make this more secular. Truth can be secular. Baloney! Secular means without God, and truth cannot exist without God, because God is its only sure foundation. God is truth. Princeton, the college, their motto says, cursed be all learning that is contrary to the cross of Christ. Both Princeton and Harvard trained seminary students, Bible students. As a matter of fact, James Madison went and got a degree in Princeton. I think it was 25 or 26 of our signers had seminary degrees in establishing our government. That's important because God established government. We already talked about Romans 13. State religious requirements. In Massachusetts, this was a religious requirement of anybody serving in office. All persons in the state of Massachusetts serving in civil office, all persons elected must make and subscribe the following declaration. And I quote, I do declare that I believe the Christian religion and have firm persuasion of its truth. You couldn't say that, you couldn't serve in office. You know why there's no religious test in our federal government? Because every state had a religious test in it, and every state had different religions within their states. You had the Quakers in Pennsylvania. You had the Puritans in New England. And Congregationalists. You had the Presbyterians. Folks, we have a country that has been blood-bought by religious precepts and principles. Get familiar with it, folks, so it doesn't go away. God bless you. We'll be right back tomorrow during Liberty Week here with the Sons of Liberty in North Carolina.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.